Yes, you was your Uganda.
Praise Jesus, brethren. How have you been in the name of the Lord Jesus? And how is your life? Greet for us that your neighbor. Amen. God bless you. Thank you for coming. Thank you for taking God as
it's
still that time of seeking Him. And He can still be found. Even though we heard that He appeared already. Praise Jesus. He was in his own territory, but they were there. They were not able to embrace him. But they who believed him and they who accepted him
will
move on to give us authority.
We'll
become the offsprings of the Father in heaven.
Amen.
Amen. Let's seek him more and to totally see him. For his command says, he's going to remain appearing to us.
Amen.
Amen. Now we hold on that and we join on the first one.
But
we seek him as he can still be found.
And
we join on what he said, he remain appearing to us. For we are living, and He too is living. He spoke that in John 14.
Now
remain seeking Him, that remain appearing to us. Even the last day, let not come upon us as a thief. But we are with Him, and He updates us what is moving on.
And
by name and voice, Apostle Ronald Hope Witness, together with Pastor Bosa and our Bible reader, Pastor Robina. We love you all, all who are seeking the living God, together with His Word, the Lord Jesus, and the Holy Spirit, together with our kingdom, the kingdom of heaven, in the name of the Lord Jesus. Amen. Praise Jesus so much.
We
move on with the journey of heaven.
We
jump the session of the Holy Family because of the change of the weather. But we shall connect it back sometime.
Yes,
praise Jesus so much. Let's move on with the journey of heaven. The journey which brought us on earth. And by which we have to move to get back to heaven. Because the way we passed, we've ceased and forgotten it. And even know how we came on earth. It's what has become a problem. And it got be hard for us to think of going back home.
But
we heard in 1 Timothy chapter 6, verses 7,
we
brought nothing on this earth, and we shall go back with nothing.
And it
proves there is a journey we are moving. There is a place we came from, and
we're
supposed to get back there. Philippians 3:20 explains that our home is in heaven. But as we are still on all that,
we've
started much in the city of God, Jerusalem of heaven. And we still what concerns the golden altar of God. The golden altar of God, where the lake of fire begins from, in the city of God, in the center of it, and where there will be judgment. Where we started the second resurrection, the second coming of the Lord Jesus, which is known as the great day of the Lord, and within it there is the rapture,
the
lifting of the saints up to meet the Lord in the space, joining with the saints who are in the city right now, together with a group of the holy angels. And we move in the space to meet the Lord Jesus. And it's the day we're looking unto heading to judgment, to cast all the evil in the lake of fire, which begins from this altar. It's caused us to see many things which will be happening. on that day. Still, we move on to get to know
or
the place called the Emagedon,
Echiwomvu,
the valley. How will it be coming in place?
Yes,
praise Jesus. The one known as the Valley of Jehoshaphat. Or the Valley of Decision. Who serves God and who never serves Him. Today we are going to be looking on
the
stars when they unclothe their bodies and the sun and moon. What they usually tell us that they are going to be falling.
Yes,
praise Jesus. We know that their body, they will unclothe the body that day to continue to create the valley of the Magadon. But in that moment, the planets which are 10 will be still in place. Those planets will be the last to fall and pass away. More especially the planet Earth.
It will
be the last planet to be in space to the space
alone.
But before they all pass away, the stars would have winded up their works and fallen.
And
after studying this, we shall study of the place called Magog and Gog. And the devil deceives from all four corners of the earth. For he's been preparing and he's saying that if God expects to do that, let him put and place armies everywhere in that place called Magog and Gog. But we are to see them ahead there. Let's first look. We want to warn all the armies of the devils which are in the seas or underground in the kingdom of the stars and even on the earth, those places called Magog and Gog. One of it is this planet Earth. Another one is stretched out of the planet Earth. It's what is called Magog. Gog is the planet we are on. When it's stretched out of it,
that
the place called Magog. We shall be looking under that. Praise Jesus. All there they try to lie and put and place many things there, that when the devil will come from hell to mobilize a war, something which will be very hard, because the kingdom of the stars, it was created and put in place as weapons of God. Most of them have not realized who are these ones. What is a star? For people think things in the space giving light, but those two are armies of God and they are waiting for that day to wind up that work.
Yes,
praise Jesus. But we were in Revelations, Revelation 16.
We
are going to get to understand more
Magadon,
that valley of Emagedon, the valley of Jehoshaphat, or the valley of Decision, who serves God and who never serves Him. And it's the state of stars when they will unclothe their bodies and they will fall down on earth. And we know the stars are far bigger than our planet Earth. It means it's very hard to be saved on that day. If you move on not to happen to appear within the rapture of the saints. Let's see Revelation
16.
Revelation 16 from verse 15.
Njijango omubi aweredwa omukisa atunula n'akuma ebyambalo bye aleme okugenda obwereere era aleme okulaba ensonyi ze. Nejigambibwa jibakunganyiza mu kifo ekiyitibwa mu Lwebulaniya Kalumagedoni. Owomusanvu n'afuka ekibya kye ku bbanga, eddoboozi ddene ne liva mu yeekaalu mu ntebe ey'obwakabaka nga lyogera nti kikoleddwa. Ne wabaawo okumyansa n'amaloboozi n'okubwatuka. Ne wabaawo ekikanka n'ekinene nga tekibangawo kasookedde abantu baba ku nsi. Ekikanka n'ekinene ekikulu bwe kityo.
Yes,
Praise Jesus. These things to be able to see them. We were up at the door of heaven. But right from the where the stars end to stretch to where heaven is. Or where the door of heaven is. The distance is very long.
Yes,
Praise Jesus. To be able to be on the door of heaven, see what's moving on. Watching by helicopter view, and you see from the space what's happening down, how things will be happening. But that great shake and the great thundering will involve stars and clothing their bodies or their bodies. And here in the valley,
where
we are to prove who serves God and who never serves Him, the righteous and the unrighteous. It
involves
that the saints would have already went up to home, according to Malachi 3:18. Let's read and we hear. Malachi 3:18.
Awo lwemulidda ne mwawula omutuukirivu n'omubi. Oyo aweereza Katonda n'oyo atamuweereza.
Yesu yebazibwe.
Praise
Jesus.
After we shall have gone back home, we shall see of the valley of Megiddo, where we are to separate who serves God and who never serves Him. And even though you have some mercy within you, and you say perhaps we
are
the ones you left down, they still have some faith. Most we shall first realize who never served God and who was lying, who claimed to be righteous in this valley of decision. Bring them for judgment when you're ready to judge your uncle, your auntie, or your grandfather. That's why it says, when you get back, where? Going back where? Our home is in heaven. In heaven. The Father says, after we've gone back, and we see the valley of decision, they will remain in the valley. We shall be seeing just them. Praise Jesus. We would have separated who serves Him and who never serves Him. And the righteous and the unrighteous. The word is very broad. When you get back, you will separate who serves God and who never serves Him. But these words, move on to speak them. Because there are a lot of proud people under the sun.
And
when we speak of God, most people see something very hard to commit themselves to, which doesn't need to even give time to. They who have given time to eat are sick, just eating and drinking. And there is much complaining. The saints want to really look for God.
But
this valley, a Megiddon, or the valley of decision, after it will be in place, we shall move on to prove who has been serving God and who has never served Him, the righteous and the unrighteous. But they to be able to be in this, they were going to be deciding. They come from verse 13 speaking this. Malachi 3 from verse 13.
Ebigambo byammwe byabanga biwaganyavu eri nze, bwayogera Mukama. Era naye mwogera nti twakwogerako tutya. Mwayogera nti okuweereza Katonda kwa bwereere. Era kugasa ki nga tetukutte ebyo bye yakuutira?
What do we benefit when we hold what is told us? Many people under the sun,
but
serving God, it's so burdensome. How you commit to God, all your, His commandments, you're not committed to immorality.
Even God
leaves the evil, they are moving around the earth free. They get things to eat and drink. The sun lights to them. The rain falls to them. They breathe the same oxygen with us. Sometimes they drive better cars than us. They build many houses.
They have skyscrapers.
They have all the square buildings. If the evil appear like that,
Lord,
what does it profit us to suffer within you?
Stop
robbing and stealing. But the people who are immoral are the ones prospering. That's why it comes in Job and says, don't be threatened of the evil. Even though they prosper to an extent, they will never escape. For they never lack food, even their children. But that's not the important thing.
This
day will be a very great day.
For
with a moment,
they will still
held on God's commands.
Churches
will insist that let's hold on righteousness and holiness. Let's seek the kingdom and righteousness.
And
they took God weakened and they say, but Lord, they in Illuminati, they will go under the ocean. They are the rich ones, the pastors who are wizards, the prophets who are sorcerers, the apostles who are false. They have much money. People never mind righteousness. People no mind of heaven. They preach this world. They are very well. But we, oh Lord, look at how we are appearing. We have held on your commands. Now what benefit is it? Let me tell you many see today. But this day, after we've gone in heaven back, and the valley comes in place, that's when you will know who has been serving God and who never served Him, who's been righteous and who has never been. Don't see things in the physical. Get the mirror of the word of God and see from far. The Bible tells us in 1 Corinthians 13 that before we've been seeing things near, but the mirror of God is
going
to cause us to see things from far. And spoke of it in 2 Corinthians 3. Praise Jesus. That day we shall see things one on one.
Yes,
praise Jesus.
You
almost see them through a mirror. For now you can use the mirror of the word of God.
1 Corinthians 13.
And you see, but on that day, 2 Corinthians 3,
he said
we shall be seen clear and we are no more in the mirror.
Yes,
praise Jesus. Let's move on with Malachi.
Malachi 3:14. Mugera nti okuweereza Katonda kwa bwereere, era kugasa ki nga tukutebye bye yakuutira, era nga tutambulidde mu maaso ga Mukama ow'Eggye nga tukotookeredde. Era kaakano abaamalala be tuyita ab'omukisa. Weewaawo abo abakola obubi bazimbibwa.
N'abakola ebibi.
The evil doers.
And deceive
families of the wizard, people who are immoral and robbers and thieves. And
deceive
people never minding righteousness. And they are prospering. Holding God's laws. And you say, my Lord, maybe we are created to be in this sorrow. And we are tormented all the time.
And
let's wait to go and seek things our way. And he tells you one thing. Don't forget Matthew 6. 30-31. The pagans speak for them in their own way.
And
they
grab
and rob God things, use them.
The
oxygen, the rain, the sunshine,
the
plants of the earth, all things which are eatable and which are used, they are of the Lord. But they steal them and use them without glorifying Him. And he said, don't mind that. Don't say the arrogant are blessed. There's nothing like blessing there.
Malachi 3:15. Bake makatonda ne bawonyezebwa.
Times they go and say, I'll go to this place and come back. Gaddafi woke up in the day and said, I'm going to be in Uganda. No one will stop me to enter in there. And he passed, he entered in his own time. And they challenged him in all ways. There was someone who began a church, but it's false in the name of Jesus, and it will work. And it still gets in place. And
they make
a false church. And they
claim
to preach, rob you in the name of Jesus. And they get to be very well, drive cars. We know this person. He's a pastor with 10 wives.
He's
a pastor who speaks vulgar, but he rides and drives cars. They challenge God himself.
There's
another who said, let me abuse him, let's see whether he comes
to me.
God, you have, and he speaks a big word there. And he speaks something, you have no wisdom, you don't understand. You are foolish, come prove yourself. They are all in the place. Now when you see that,
no, gamba, and
you say, why do we hold on God's law? Now he's not even smart, this person. Don't forget.
Zaburi 10:19
to down. You do all that, it gets silent.
And
you think you are equated to him. But on this day,
say,
I'll bring them upon you one day. We await the day of the Lord. That's when he brings them. The torments we've been studying. The fire and many things like that. On that day, and there's no pleading any case. People get time and play within it. Even if it starts falling, continue to crush and strike a human being. For the madness they did to God not a few years, where they claim they had prospered, and another has relations with women, and they are registering each one of them down. These are 200 so far, 400. God has not beaten me anything.
Another
cuts a human being, they get their hearts, and they take their private parts, and they sell as God is watching them. All that they test and challenge him. And so we want to see whether you are there.
I've
cut off his head, where have you been? All that is done. That's why when we speak of God is there, let us allow it be there. For you don't know the chaos they have done upon the Lord.
And
if you had outlived the old generations, you wouldn't have abandoned the position of God and came on earth to strike people. But the word God is meaning a big thing. It means when you feel well with wisdom, you're filled with understanding,
and
you're full with counsel,
and
you're full of power, the knowledge,
and
the fear which is great, and you are Lord, real.
But
God without counsel, he doesn't know and time, he is not a full God.
Now,
he is there when he's full. In the fullness of his spirit. It shows his fullness.
Malachi 3,
verse
16.
In this moment, as the world is turned around, we move on to get the book of remembrance. By proof, most of these words have been forgotten. In the Bible, there are things which are least spoke and read of.
Even
from the schools, even Bible colleges, even University of Bibles, they got prophets who spoke these words,
minor prophets,
and they began to call them minor prophets. Prophets who are minor, they are not so powerful.
Even
their words are not so powerful and great.
No.
All those words shall not connect with them. The great words indeed.
Prophets
who tell us great words indeed. They are the ones they put aside and they call them minor prophets. It is Malachi, Joel,
Zachariah,
Amos.
They
began to list them. Nahum, Obadiah, Habakkuk,
their minor prophets.
And they claim they are minor prophets. They don't read them. They spoke their things, they know themselves. What did they speak even? They don't prophesy of the life we are in.
Those
Bible colleges put these prophets aside.
Here
the universities you see, like here in Lubowa. Bible University International.
And
when you see what they call International Bible something, you can be surprised.
This
is not today we are scorning teaching, but we scorn everything scorning the knowledge of God. We
contend
with everything trying to lift itself about the knowledge of God. What God calls great is what they call least. Zachariah 4. They despise the day of little things.
Chapters.
They seem little, but they are very hard and broad. They seem little chapters and few.
Obadiah, three chapters.
One. Obadiah has one.
Joel
has three chapters.
Amos
has ten.
No,
these are not powerful.
Isaiah, look at it.
Isaiah spoke to 16. 66 chapters. Isaiah spoke the same things.
He improved
them on other things. Let's move on to here.
Malachi esula ya kusatu.
Malachi 3, verses 16.
Ekitabo eky'okujjukiza ne kiwandiikirwa mu maaso ge, abo abatya Mukama ne balowooza erinnya lye.
Mu kiseera kino,
in this moment,
twagala otegeeza amawanga gonna ag'omunsi,
all nations of the earth,
ebika n'ennimi byonna,
nations and clans, all of them,
waliwo ekitabo eky'okujjukiza,
that there is a book of remembrance,
ekiyitibwa kankana olugendo lw'eggulu,
called right now the journey of heaven.
Yes, he was
praise Jesus.
In
that book,
continues
proof that the journey of heaven moved through the Bible. It proves the truthfulness of the Bible.
And
remembers everything within the Bible.
Its
rightfulness.
And
there's no twisting anything.
There's
no subtracting and adding in.
But
we move command by command.
Yes, he was
praise Jesus. Let's move on.
Malachi esura ya kusatu olunyiriri olw'ekumi n'omusanvu.
Malachi 3 verses 17.
Era bali babange bwayogera Mukama ow'Eggye ku lunaku olw'endikolerako bali ba kintu kya nvuma era ndibasonyiwa ng'omusajja bw'asonyiwa mutabani we amuweereza awo lwe mulidda ne mwawula omutuukirivu n'omubi.
Nti bwe tunaamala okudda ewaka,
after we get back home,
ewaffe mu ggulu,
our home in heaven,
Philip 3:20 bw'atugambye, tujja kulaba ku kiwonvu eky'okwawula,
see of the valley of decision,
okwawula aweereza Katonda,
the one who serves God,
n'atamuweereza,
and who never serves him.
Kiwonvu ekyo kye twawulidde mu Lwebulaniya,
valley we heard in Hebrews,
bagenda mu maaso n'okukiyita ng'ekiwonvu Magedon,
move on to call it the Magedon.
Yes, he was
praise me. Jesus.
Bwe tulidda,
when we get back,
ne tulyoka twawula,
and we separate.
Ye taataga mumulinde.
He say wait.
Bwe munaakoma wo
wane waka. The father says when you get back home,
mujja kutegeera ku lunaku.
You will know on that day.
Already kati bannaffe abaddeyo bakimanyi.
Already our saints in heaven know that.
Kuba ogenda n'onoonya bannaye mubadde ku nsi nga tobalaba.
When you seek your colleagues you've been with on earth, you don't see them there.
N'obuuza bali ludda ne bakulengeza mu
kunyokota. And you question where are they? They show you in the bottomless pit.
Eto n'okitegeera n'ogamba.
And you realize that you say by God.
Bwe batyo bwe twabeeranga.
That's how we used to be.
Even the ones you
fellowship with,
in
the different places you are in, the religions,
in
the false salvation which is false, when you go back home, you realize it.
that so and so has not been serving God.
Even
the one who claimed righteous, they're not righteous.
Now,
this day of the Lord, all of us shall separate what together, and we see them in the valley of decision, where they will be put in that valley, that we can view every person from the olden generations, that they will reach them on judgment, when you have to judge them.
Yes,
praise Jesus. Let's get back to Joel. We are heading to see them falling of the stars and as they unclothe their bodies.
Yoweri esula ya kusatu onyiru wa muenda.
Joel 3 verse 9.
Mulangire kino mawanga, mutegeke obulwa, mugolokose abasajja abamanyi, abasajja bonna abalwanyi basembere bambuke. Muwese enkumbi zammwe okuba ebitala. Nebi wabyo byammwe okuba amafumu.
That is what they are doing today. All nations are sat and they are fashioning and making weapons. But they don't know the command is for who.
Yes,
praise Jesus. Have you ever seen yourself making weapons? You don't know yet who is commanding you to do that? God tells them, do everything possible and
we
see if you will be able to stand. And he says that is Isaiah 47, that stand with your weapons, come with your wise men, they will search the stars, they will send rockets in the space, they will gaze at the moon. All of you come
with,
perhaps you'll be able to stand. He himself commands them what they do.
You
make nuclear bombs and they make them, but they are going to beat themselves. The command comes from the Lord of making what they do. Themselves don't know who commands them. They even begin to contend over those things. I am going to make nuclear bombs.
America,
North Korea, but I'll do them by force. But who is stirring them up? The command is for who?
If
they are going to fight with who? They are making them for who? They are going to beat themselves. What is there?
Yes,
praise Jesus. You think what's moving on? They make weapons, want to tell them. Thank you for fulfilling the command of the Father of making weapons which are going to kill you yourselves.
Yoweri esula ya kusatu lunyolwe kumi.
Joel 3 verse 10.
Omunafu ayogere nti ndi wa amaanyi.
Nuli abadde kanafu nafu
nation seems weak. They begin to say we are true.
Nafu tuvuddeyo.
We are coming.
Tuli ba amaanyi.
A strong nation.
Agati awo China we yajira.
Now China also came. We too.
Nafu tuli ba amaanyi.
We too, we are powerful.
Yokano ya abalagira bibako.
But is the one who commands them what they do. Who is commanding us?
Yoweri esura ya kusatu olinyiole kuminolumu.
Joel 3 verses 11.
Mwangwe muje.
Ngabagamba mukuri mangu.
He tells them to quick.
Broke the China, space.
China put your satellites in space.
Submarine,
you put submarines in the waters.
Kakati,
now, get underground bunkers.
Kakati, now,
go in the space. You get a planet to build a city there. Do it quick. They are rushing and they speak, they are working on, they don't know who tells them to do that. But they are forgotten. The command says they themselves have to turn against the adulteress and beat her down. They want to
consider
on the beast, the kingdom of the devil.
On
that day they are going to first beat each other. They were ready to beat Jesus because he's coming. They will first
Satan against each other. The setting free of the devil from the pits of hell is going to humble them. He's going to go in those places called Gog and Magog.
Okusobola okubakakanya n'okubaga banange ate mwekuba mbwekubiye
Yoweri
esula ya kusatu olunyiri lwa kumi na lumu wangue mujje mwe mwenna amawanga ageetoolodde mukuŋŋaane
ate tebeetoloddewo nawona buli
omu surrounded everywhere.
Abamu bali ku mwezi
side
abalala bali ku
Mars abalala
baagala kugenda kutambula
mmunyeenye
baalwana otalo
olwonebaasoosa
osindika
ekinaffe twasindise
ekyaffe kyayiseewoko ku
kyaffe
kiki
what is happening.
Yoweri esula yokusatu olunyiri lw'ekumi n'olumu serengese yababa ab'amaanyi ayi mukama
ne mukama naye mukama waffe n'amunyonnyola nawe sindika
ababonyininyini
gye
bagenze
wumba ab'amaanyi balimu b'amaanyi mu isaaya kumi na
ssatu
abasajja bava mu nsi
y'ewala
mu bunnya
obutakoma
nga bwe kiri mu kubikulwa mwenda yesu yebazibwa ne mukama naye ababe yabategeka
dda
ate nga kuliko ne munyeenye nyingi
okukamala
babazala ku nnaku lumu ne
bamalayikaenyinza
okugamba nti benkala ne bamalayika
obungibwe
ziba nga ziri tuliyoni
kikumi
ogaddeko ne tuliyoni asatu mu sisatu
n'obutundutundu busatu
n'emmunyenye bwe ziri
yesu
yebazibwe kyetukola ku munyenye tugatta nyanya
bamalayika
banaabana abakola
emunyenyemu
ne tusobola
ozikendeezaako
yesu
yebazibwe
naye nga ababe bangi nnyo be yategeka ku
lw'olutalo
Yoweri esula eyokusatu olunyiri olw'ekumi n'ebbiri amawanga gayimuke gambuke mu kiwonvu kya Yekosafaati kubanga eyo gyendituumira okusala omusango gyendituula okusala omusango gw'amawanga gonna
agetuuluddetagenda kujjaeno
wansi
ajja kuba ali nga tuli mu
yerusalemu
nga tulengera
abookusalibwa
baba bali mu
kiwonvu
kye babakoze wabula bakubye
babaleete
mu kiwonvu kino
ekiwonvu
kye bayita ekyasukufaati
of Jehoshaphat. In reality, it used to be there. Here is where they put wars to win the Philistines. But the real valley of God, it will be after the passing away of the stars and the planets.
Joel
3:13.
Mutekewo ekiwabyo kubanga ebikungula byengedde mujje musambe kubanga essegolero lijjudde amabavu gayiika kubanga obubi bwe bungi
yesu yebazibwe bano abagenda okungula ebikungulo
ebyafa
kubanga olwere tulabanga bano babadoni balina
okubanaye
gano matabi agatabaze
bibala they which got dry they are to cast in the lake of fire
and
they are to be trampled on the ground to take out every foolishness from them.
Yes,
one who spoke vulgar, they are going to be trampled and you see the vulgar getting out of them flowing as a wine, and the words of vulgar and immorality or foolishness as you squeeze wine in the wine press. That is very nice and you are in the saints. For they squeeze as you see photos of immorality getting out of you to flash. And they begin to see what they're beating you for. And they are sucking it out of you.
Mm. Yoweri sura ya kusatonyirwa 14.
Joel 3 verse 14.
Olugube lw'abantu abali mu kiwonvu eky'okusalawo.
This
is called the valley of decision. We will be the city of God.
When
we are in Jerusalem, we shall see in the heaven empty and vacant, but we see people down numerous and
there
are multitudes gathered in there of all generations which have been before.
Joel 3 verse 14. Kubanga olunaku lwa Mukama luli kumpi mu kiwonvu eky'okusalawo. Enjuba n'omwezi biriko ekizikiza, n'emmunyenye zirirekayo kwaka kwazo. Awo Mukama aliwuluguma ng'ayima e Sayuni, alireeta eddoboozi lye ng'ayima e Yerusaalemi, n'eggulu n'ensi birikankana. Naye Mukama aliba buddukiro eri abo abantu be, era ekigo eri abaana ba Isirayiri.
Ffe bennyini abantu be,
we ourselves these people,
n'abaali abaana ba Isirayiri
abaatuukirira,
alibeera eri mu Yerusaalemu,
he will be in Jerusalem,
nga bawulira empologoma,
and they hear a roaring,
empologoma ya Yuda,
the lion of Judah.
Mubaleeta wano,
bring them here,
ng'okubwatuka,
and thundering.
Bakugambye alisinzira mu Yerusaalemu.
Naffe
tuba tuli mu Yerusaalemu,
we shall be in Jerusalem, the city of God.
Nga tulengera buli ekigenda mu maaso,
and we see everything moving on.
Projectors
our projectors of the seven lampstands surrounding Jerusalem, they will be displaying them whatever is moving on down there,
and
we are watching everything. I feel I want to join them in the shortest time, because the sickness I'm struggling with, a lot of death. The sickness which come out of the weakness of the body. And the sickness of the devil cannot kill me until I wait the one of death when it will come. Maybe the Lord just makes me disappear. I don't know. Because the work too is not finished. If it gets finished early. Here is not good at all. This, your village is troubling. This is a village, the earth. And you can't be in this village.
We
want to see how this valley will come in place. And the stars will be the first to unclothe their bodies. Praise Jesus. When we get back brief, in Jeremiah 4 from 21.
Ndituusaawo kulaba ebbendera, ne mpulira eddoboozi ery'ekkondeere, kubanga abantu bange basirusiru, tebammanyi, biwowongole by'abaana, so tebalina kutegeera. Bamagezi mukolo bubi, ne mukolo bulungi tebalina kumanya. Nalaba ensi, era laba, nga njereere, nga yetabudde, n'eggulu nga temuli musana. Nalaba ensozi, era laba, nga zikankana. Obusozi bwonna ne buyuguuma eruyi n'eruyi. Natunula, era laba, nga tewali muntu, n'ennyonyi zonna ez'omu bbanga nga zidduse. Natunula, era laba, ennimiro engimu nga zifuuse enkoola, n'ebibuga byamu byonna nga bimenyesemenyese, olw'okujja kwa Mukama waffe ne mu maaso g'ekiruyi kye.
Yalaba eggulu nga lyereere okusooka,
nga
temuli muwadde omusana,
temuli
munyeenye,
temuli
njuba,
wabula
ekizikiza ekigudde.
Agenda
otunulira ku nsi yali esigaddewo mu bbanga
yokka,
kubanga eno yasembayo okwesulika okuliwa
byonna. Devastated and
upturned,
and it got dry, nothing like green within it, and there was no life in it. There's no plane. All the birds that flown back to heaven,
okusembayo okulaba
obwensolo
obiwuka
engeri
nabwo gye bugenda ositukamu
mu
kiseera ky'emmunyeenye nga zitombirigwazo kitegeeza obutonde nabo bwonna obusigadde bulina nabwo okwambula
omubiri
babadde basinzire
okutuweereza
nabo basobole okuddayo
waka
mu kiseera ekyo okuddamu okulengera ngaabali mu kiwonvu
obakuŋŋaanya kale
nga twagala
okulabula
abantu mwenna
ab'omunsi
awamu ne bafuleni enju
abakulembirwa
mu
Jezebel
nti ebintu bye muliko
tebisobokatemusobola
kulwana na
mukamaera
tekiribaawomuliwangula
olutalo
oluganyemulina
kuluvaako
abokwetereza
mwetereze Jezebel
ne banno muli bakusajwa
omusangunesitaani
wo ali mu geyeena
n'aboonoonyi
ne bamalayika abasiibwayo mulwanira
bwereemulina
kwewaayo
bwewekati
gwe ayagala okuwona akyalina chance
yoolina
kukkiriza yesu mukamakkiriza
ekitaffekiriza
omwoyo mutukuvu akulemberekwata amateeka nebiragiro
nemisango commands and judgments, just as his word is, you will be saved, and the Lord will be your refuge on that day. We are in Job
38.
We are heading to see the stars, how they are weapons in this space.
Era nga katonda yateekayo bino okubeera ebyokulwanisa bye ku
lunaku
olw'okulaba obulwa olunaku olw'olutalo katutandike n'olunya olusooka
yobu essula y'esatu mu omunaana olunya olusooka
awo
mukama n'alyoka addamu yobu ng'ayima mu mbuyaga ez'akazimu n'ayogera nti ani ono aleeta ekizikiza mu kuteesa n'ebigambo ebitaliimu kumanya kale nno weesibe ekimyu ng'omusajja kubanga nnaakubuuza naawe onziremu wali ludda wa bwe nnassaawo emisingi gy'ensi yatula oba olina okutegeera ani yateesa ebigera byayo oba ng'omanyi oba ani yagigerera omugwa emisingi gyayo gyasibirwa ku ki oba ani yassaawo ejjinja lyayo ekkulu ery'oku nsonda
omanyi abantu be bagenze batankuula ensi
ebasimandagulawo
bafulumya embagenzi mbwakabaka bwemunyeenye
bwebamala
ne batugamba
mbu
katonda si yateekawo emisingi
gy'ensi era
nga bagamba mbu yajjawo n'okubwatuka
okunene
newatondebwawo zi africa
and then planets were created and put in place
newatondebwawo ne continent
all continents were put in place
nebaddeyo nebalimba
and they begin to lie over that
naye ku lunaku luli
but on that day
bajja kumanya yateekawo
they would know who put the foundations of the earth
in place
according to verse 21
muyobu 38
in Job 38
ayogera bwati
he speaks like this
yobu sura 38 onyolwa bilimo olumu
Job 38 verse 21
omanyi kubanga wali ozaaliddwa mu biro ebyo n'omuwendo gw'ennaku zo mungi wali oyingidde mu mawanika g'amazzi amakwafu
omanyi alina omwezi omwezi guno yaguterekamu omuziro
omunene
yakwata amazzi n'agafrizinga ati mwe byemulengeramu ng'ensozi simanyi omukazi
aweesoki
olwo siri kyo si mukazi
wabula
agasozi aganene ga muzira gwokka ati ku lunaku luli
beetegeke
omanyi bagenda ne balaba guno omuzira guno oguva mu biro
ebikutte ice which comes from the clouds which are hailed.
Negugwa negukuba enyama yumba
and it falls on the houses and the hills crushes the
fruit.
That is just a little sample.
Wabula alina gwe yategeka mu mwezi ogwo
towards the ice and storms in the
ate ebiringa omwezi sekiri kimu
and the moon is not one in the space.
Waliwo emyezi emirala mingi
many other moons.
Yes,
it's not one moon. But this is the moon positioning in the planet which we see. But there are others which are like the moon. And within them there are hailstorms. On that day, you know, you claim to be mad on the earth.
Now
you will see the one who is more mad. He was beat with stones on earth. And you will see who is more mad. When you reach the other side, you claim you be you are someone who is wild. You will see the one who is more wilder. Those stones will get the stones.
They
will crush and strike they who claim to be wild.
Beat
all nations and the power on the ground. The buildings will be crushed with big rocks. You know, a big rock which falls on an island and it finishes. And it falls on a skyscraper and it's crushed and it has a number of turnies.
He
left some in the space and they are moving all the
years. You know,
when he left some rubbish left over in the space. What we see as coming to knock the planets, it just passes and moves on. For God leads their movements. And they say it's coming. And they sense
up,
and they are warning that they are going to crush the earth. And it just passes.
My time is not come,
but when it comes, you realize.
Job 38:22.
Have you seen towers of fire?
Enjuba.
The sun. That you see there.
Guanikaria
tower of hail, stones of fire.
Akati.
Now,
on
that day will do what it did in the year of Joshua. In Joshua 10, from 10 to 12,
you will
turn upside down the sun to look down. It will begin to pour fire. Hailstone. Stones of fire. Where you would have trampled. Wherever you step, it's fire. You know the fire, the pain on that day.
Remember,
some of the stones
before.
For the sun is bigger than our planet. Even what it's toward is far wilder. And if it begins to pour, it powers and the planets get filled and it remains pouring more. Now because it will be big, some will pour in the planet Earth, others at the outside of it. But what is like the sun? There are also many. Where there is even this planet called planet Mars, it's like the sun. It's also a fire. He prepared his weapons. That's why he told them, you to bring your armies. Get your horse, make them weapons and guns. You try and we see.
He's
the Lord of hosts. You have armies in the world. Those are just mere human beings, oxygen, breath.
At
the head of the scientist, what are you inventing? That is inventing.
He's
grown a bald head, is inventing weapons are here to fight God. You are just breath. Your heart is very weak. You cannot even bear at all. But you feel strength lying you.
Job 38:23. genaterekere ebiro ebyokulabiramu ennaku.
Nti yagamba.
That he said.
Wali abadde basubira mukora kombo arabe ennaku naye.
Expected to attack him, but he prepared weapons.
Naasirika.
And he kept silent.
Naagamba kale ojiro bamulichiza.
And he said, keep lighting for them.
Baruza kutufuna musana
guka. They think we just get light from the sun.
Katonda buli kyakola kiba n'omugaso mungi nnyo.
Everything God makes has a number of uses, and it's not having a specific use.
Katibutula wetumulisa omusana.
Now we see the sun giving light to us.
Kumbe iye ajigambe ekisembayo.
Yet he told it at the last of its vision, the last works of it, is to pour hailstones on the earth.
Yet he kept his
weapons for the day of the battle. All the stars are weapons of God.
It's ready
to go in the weapon and begin to play with it.
They are born
in the spirit. They are about to even get to touch the switches of the bombs of God. And they will explode over them. You know, we are in underground digging. But even the world is tired of us. We are the planet too is a weapon of God.
As
for angels holding its corners, they make the weapons within the planet. They can make a storm you call tornado and it messes you up. It goes from just capturing all the buildings. And they sample you what they will do on the day of the Lord. The wind, it enters the earth, no one remains on it. Even the planet is a weapon itself. Now a human being is within the bomb, is messing it up.
Others,
they're digging underground. You see, you're hiding underground in the bunker, you're hiding from the Lord. You are within the bomb and you are digging within it. Reach where you join the wires and you mix them. And they will explode over you.
Job 38 verse
23.
Mukubo chi omusana mwegwaukanira.
Lord, we never knew that.
Musana kugenda wa.
Where does the sun go? And where does it reside?
Obembuyaga ezebuvanjuba mwezisasanira ku nsi. Ani yasalira amatabo olusalosalo. Oba ekubo eryennyota. Eryennyota ezokubwatuka.
Yes,
praise Jesus.
All that
we know four angels making this
earth.
When we see the passing away of the planet earth, even the planet is a weapon itself.
It
is just bare us. According what is in Ecclesiastes 7, they were about to destroy the earth. Angels holding these four corners, for they build the earth upon them.
But they
said, wait for the saints to finish within the earth. I will request you
that
be among the saints of God, for they are just awaiting only for us.
All stars
are waiting for us, the saints, to go home.
And speaking
like communication between them and God.
They say,
if they finish early, the saints to go,
that means
strike the evil and experience it.
Yes,
praise Jesus.
So,
this is what we see in Matthew 24. From 29 to down. Let's read there and we see. It proves whether the sun and the moon and the stars, they move on to be weapons of God.
It,
what we call their falling on that day, it involves unclothing their bodies. They too have been armies in place all this long. Matthew 24 from 29.
Naye amangu ago oluvannyuma lw'ekibonyobonyo eky'omunaku ezo enjuba erifuuka ekizikiza n'omwezi teguliolesa musana gwagwo n'emmunyanya zirigwa okuva mu ggulu n'amaanyi ag'omuggulu galinyenyezebwa awo leka lirabika akabonero k'omwana w'omuntu mu ggulu
munaku ezo nga mukama waffe amaze
okujjan'okuddayo
okutwala
abatukufu
twategeerako nti enjuba ejja kuba yalekedde
okwakaomwezi
okuddayo kwa mukama waffe mu
yerusaalemu
abatukuvu be
emmunyenye
we zitandikira wennyini
yawe
okwambula omubiri gwazo mpolampola
ababadoni
bakyayitamu muno bakola
Abaddons are still working within the earth. They break a little crushing, a little crushing. They have been in the firmament of the heaven for a very long time. And they have been aware that they are armies of God.
Some
things have been coming out become dangerous. In which way?
Sometimes
it increases the heat of the sun and they burn all our plants. And they suffer us a little. Wait for the day of the Lord, you burn them well. They were being light. For religions and beliefs of many, they come and prove you are going to live on this earth. Even Israel has been deceived as a nation.
For
some are waiting Jesus to come reign over the earth. That the one who built a city for him and the president of Israel now says
Netanyahu,
that is his name, that is keeping the seat of Jesus to come and sit in it. Now themselves, they have nothing to understand today upon us called as the nation of Uganda
to
rise up during the full knowledge as we face the full knowledge of God,
international
ministries. Praise Jesus.
And
their religions
like
the Jehovah's,
we're
going to be the garden of God on earth,
that
the Latter-day Saints, they who have their city in America,
Utah.
They are building Jerusalem in the Utah state.
They
got gold. Everything, precious stones, they are buying it all over the world. They are buying that to build their city. Now those religions, that is falsehood. The Catholics, that they are going to purgatory. All that is falsehood is not existing. Others who have never told you how you can
heaven,
but they still claim you first go to hell.
I hear the fool's gospel.
They say you first go to hell. They advise you first go to hell. Those words you speak, you
were
making yourself get lost and making others get lost. Tell people the city of God, Jerusalem of heaven, that's where their refuge is.
This
great gathering of the angels and the saints of God.
According
Hebrews 12, verse 22.
And
here the Lord says, whoever never gathers with him is his enemy.
According
Matthew 12:30-32, we request you gather within the city of God, right from Matthew 12:29-31, and gather within the city of God. If you tell people they are going to fast head to hell, that
will
be the garden of God on earth, that's the falsehood of the devil. The
blind
earth will never outlive all days. We are headed to see the new heaven, the new earth, which are found above all the heavens. But we first
got
the city of God, which is now Jerusalem of heaven. Before we have the new Jerusalem, which is the new heaven and new earth, which are found above all the heavens. Praise Jesus. Now, brethren,
and
what will move on to happen is that the stars will unclothe the bodies according to Genesis chapter 1 verses 14. They were put in the firmament of the heaven and the armies of God.
Genesis 1 from
verse 14.
Katonda n'ayogera nti wabeewo ebyaka mu bbanga ly'eggulu byawulenga emisana n'ekiro bibenga ng'obubonero n'ebiro bibenga ng'ettabaza mu bbanga ly'eggulu byakenga ku nsi bwe kityo bwe kyali.
Katonda n'ateekawo ebyaka bino mu bbanga ly'eggulu.
God put lightnings in the firmament of the heaven where there is the sun, the moon, and all the kingdom of the stars. In the firmament he prepared and put the planets in their midst. You
don't
need to set the battle very well. And you put your enemies in the middle of you, surrounded them. Now he made the stars surround all the planets.
And see,
the planet
Earth,
all the 10 planets, as they are 10,
they are
like you see the yolk of an egg.
Yes,
praise Jesus. The kingdom of the stars is like that whitish body surrounding the yolk of the egg.
It means
that the planets are in the midst of the stars. And the skin of an egg is how what shows how the heaven appears. Now we here in these images we cut to show what's in the inside. But as you see, there are stars
inside.
Even there would have been stars surrounding the entire planets within them. Now the planets are in their midst. The stars surround them all over. God put them in the middle. They make madness will strike them very well.
Genesis 1 verse 15. Bibenga ng'ettabaza mu bbanga ery'eggulu byakenga ku nsi bwe kityo bwe kyali. Katonda n'akola ebyaka bibiri ebinene. Ekyaka ekisinga obunene okufuga ng'emisana n'ekyaka ekitono okufuga ng'ekiro.
All the stars have created them.
Yes,
praise Jesus. What I want to tell you, in Genesis chapter 2, verses 1 and 2, they said that, let's read there. Genesis 2 from verse
1.
And all their hosts. And all their hosts. And this planet Earth. Most of what's upon it are armies of the Lord. The insects. All insects are God's armies. All animals. The fish and the birds. All the armies of God. You remember when he sent them to Egypt? Remember Exodus? Exodus from 7. He sent his armies to Egypt and they struck Pharaoh. Their armies. They
sent
and the earth with all their
mass.
The earth has armies within it. Even heaven has armies within it.
It's
the kingdom of the stars. The sun and the moon. They are all armies of the Lord. And they are living. They would have been like angels.
And
they were set there with the angels. The angels were put in the city of God, Jerusalem of heaven. And the stars were put in place. And they joined four angels to make one star. And the star is very bigger than the planet Earth.
Yes,
praise Jesus. According to Job 38:7, they were both together on the same day. So they would think stars are just things in the space.
Friend,
these are armies of God. And they are waiting for the day of the Lord.
And
they are some to contribute to create the valley of Armageddon or the valley of decision. Job 38, verse 7.
Yobu esula ya satumu mnana olinyoro msanvo. Emunye nyezenchi aweza imbira wamu. Naba na bakatonda bonna ne bogera waggulu olw'essanyu.
Bano emunye nye.
The stars.
Bayimba wano.
They sang.
And
the angels, they sang at the same time.
Hallelujah.
They're worshiping. The Lord reigns.
Even
angels,
Alleluia.
They're answering. The Lord reigns. Hallelujah. You know all to sing once. As you sing and keep silent, you hear another voice in heaven.
Hey,
they are our colleagues.
And
they know themselves very well. Praise Jesus. All sang on the same day. When the stars began to sing, as they keep silent a little. There are others answering us. In Jerusalem, there are others answering. And they ask the Lord, who are they answering us? Those are your brethren. That's why they star. And the angels, they are always called the same mystery.
It's
where we hear an angel called a star. According to what is in Revelation 9, verses 1 and 2, the star from heaven was given the keys of the bottomless pit. So Revelation 20, verses 1 and 2, that's the angel of the bottomless pit.
But
we get back to Matthew 2, they moved on to show the star which led the wise man. When you read down, they show it was angel Gabriel.
And
he went in the star and put a form of it, an appearance of the star. He hid in them inside. Now the Abaddons will pass. That star was not there. That is our
colleague.
Now the fallen angels, they are looking. That star wasn't there. But never mind, it was said. It is an angel of the Lord.
He
wants to come on the planet is confusing them. And they are not following him. They reach in the principalities and they don't want to waste the time. They become to become stars, and he becomes a star. He poses himself. He sees them. If he sees passing, he comes down with your message. He has no time to waste with the principalities.
Yes,
praise Jesus.
And
this journey of salvation,
brethren,
let's handle it carefully.
All
these have been armies all this long.
People
see things in the space giving lights. And they say they are giving us lights. Maybe they have not even life. But they are both breathing the same with the angels. And they are living the servants of God.
And
they too have a body of their own. Now that body,
it's
what they will unclothe on the day of the Lord. For within which are created many weapons.
Like
how the sun will rain down hailstones. And the moon will strike the earth in hailstones. The snow. Let's go to Corinthians. First Corinthians 15.
We
quote from verse 14. We try to show you what they call the falling of stars means what?
They
are falling moves on to greet a place called Emagadon. But the importance of their falling
is
have to unclothe their bodies.
First Corinthians 15 from verse 40.
The sun has its body. The angels have their bodies. That's why they say there's a body of heaven, of the angels. But they say the splendor of the sun is different. They too have their body.
Now,
it was made, its body is a consuming fire. It is made of four angels.
And
it would have been in the group of the angels of fire. The ones you see in the fiery red horses.
Instead
of being in a group of angels of fire, they came to do things just as the sun. They don't experience fire. They are the ones who make the sun.
balina kuba mu kibinja ky'abamalayika b'omuliro.
The group of the angels of fire.
Kati bano bankola mwezi.
Now these ones that make the moon.
Bandi badde babeera kuba Michael.
They would have been among the angel Michaels.
Ndogo yenjeru wali.
On the white horse.
Naye baba ulambone babalete no
mulye. But they are parted brought down
Bienjuba.
To make the Bio moon. Mwezi munne. To make the moon.
Kubanga mwezi rata kote kuli.
For the moon too is not one.
Kati kubo when
we started groups of angels,
we
begin to group the stars. Have you understood that? You
will
prove that God is of order. 1 Corinthians 14. Our God is not of confusion, but is a God of order.
These,
we are supposed to be armies of angels, but they were put down here. They are both created on the same day.
So we bari bafulumye bibinja ya malaika.
When they released groups of angels,
abamu kubandi bade mbibinje.
Some would have been in those groups.
Baba salo kubakola mu mbili
gwe mu. Started to make them to become stars and the sun and the moon.
Mhm. Bakorinse ekisoke sura ya 15 olunyiriri olwana mu olumu.
1 Corinthians 15 verse 41.
Ekitiibwa ky'enjuba kirala, n'ekitiibwa ky'omwezi kirala. N'ekitiibwa ky'emunyenye kirala.
Bano balina emibiri gyabwe egy'enjawulo.
These have their different bodies.
Yasiŋŋana eri nga baagikola mu mayinja ga kala musanvu.
Find another made in the colors of seven of the stones.
Gwe mubiri gwe gutemagana.
And this body has seven colors.
Nga bw'olaba era ogwaffe okuva mu
ggulu bwe gutemagana. Like you see our body from heaven, how it's plumbers.
Nga gulina mu mayinja ag'enjawulo mwe gubeera.
And it has different stones upon it.
Ekiva kyawandiikwa mu Daniyeli
12. That's why it's written Daniel 12.
Nti abalikyusa abandi eri obutuukirivu.
They will turn to many righteousness.
Era abalina amagezi.
And they with wisdom.
Baliyakayakana ng'emunyenye mu bbanga.
Like the stars in the space.
Because
of the glorious body given us with glamours, which is in Song of Songs 5.
Yes,
praise Jesus.
So,
now the star
nene
is bigger than our planets.
They
too have been having a body. They are armies of God. They are ministers.
Mm-hmm. Olunyiriri olwana mu olumu.
1 Corinthians 15:41.
Kubanga emunyenye teyenkanankana na ginnayo kitiibwa.
Ate ezimu ziri mu mayinja ag'enjawulo.
Some are in different type of stone.
N'endala bwezi.
Even others.
Bakolinsi ekisooka essula ya 15 olunyi olwana mu ebbiri.
1 Corinthians 15:42.
Era n'okuzuukira kw'abafu bwe kutyo. Gusigibwa mu kuvunda, guzuukizibwa mu butavunda.
Naffe bwe tuzuukira tuweebwa omubiri
ogw'enjawulo.
Kati bano bannaffe.
These are colleagues.
Bwe tumanyinga emmunyeenye.
Whom we know as stars.
Bo baweereza.
They are ministers.
Era nga nago magye ga Mukama.
They too are armies of God.
Okusinda mu ky'amateeka esula ey'okuna.
Deuteronomy chapter 4.
Katusome ekyamateeka esula eno ey'okuna.
Deuteronomy 4.
Ekyamateeka esula ya 4
kutandise n'olunyiriri lwa 16.
Olunyiriri lwa 16.
Deuteronomy 4 from verse 16.
Mulemenga okweyonoona ne mwekolera ekifaananyi ekyole ng'ekifaananyi eky'ekintu kyonna, ekifaananyi eky'ekisajja oba eky'ekikazi, ekifaananyi eky'ensolo yonna eri ku nsi, ekifaananyi eky'ennyonyi yonna erina ebiwawaatiro ebuuka mu bbanga.
Kubanga ge magye ga Mukama.
For those are armies of God.
Teri nago gakola mu kifaananyi kya
Mukama. You should make an image to worship them.
Ekifaananyi ky'ekintu kyonna ekiwalula ku ttaka, ekifaananyi ky'ekyennyanja kyonna ekiri mu mazzi wansi w'ettaka. Era olemenga okuyimusa amaaso go mu ggulu, n'olaba enjuba n'omwezi n'emmunyeenye, ly'eggye lyonna ery'omu ggulu.
Baliyita eggye lyaki?
They are called the army.
Ery'omu ggulu.
Of heaven.
N'osendebwasendebwa n'obisinza n'obiweereza Mukama Katonda wo bye yagabira abamawanga gonna agali wansi w'eggulu lyonna. Naye Mukama yabatwala n'abajja mu kikoomi eky'ekyuma mu Misiri okuba gy'ali abantu ab'envuma nga leero.
Tubeere abantu abaki? Abatukuvu.
Let's be holy people.
Ebyo munyenye njuba babaweere magye gatuweereza.
The sun and the moon are army serving us.
Munyenye bonna baweereza.
The stars are ministers.
Naye omulimu gwabwe ogusembayo.
Their last work.
Utamubiri gwabwe.
Is to unclothe their bodies.
Utimpula bali ku nsi aboonoonyi.
Crush and strike the evil on the earth.
Okutonda w'ekiwonvu kye bayita
Magedon. Create the place called Emagedon.
Yesu yebazi.
Praise Jesus.
So tosendebwasendebwa mu ngeri yonna.
Don't be enticed in any way.
Oba akabonero konna akafaananye munyenye.
Any sign appearing as a star.
Ku muzikiti oba ku.
On the mosque. anything they claim they worship within it, to put signs like that, that you're worshiping. Whoever does that,
they
are following the devils.
They'll
decide to bring those signs to blaspheme against God.
That
a human being will worship creations which God refused to be worshipped. Let's see Psalms 148 from verse 1.
Mumutendereze mwe enjuba n'omwezi.
All these are Ahamis. When they refuse to praise, and they say you are worthy, Lord.
We
told you they sang even the day they were greeted. From that day they have never kept
silent.
They still thank him, the great God. And they say, our Father in heaven. And they say, oh Lord Jesus, the word of God, you are great. Thank you, Holy Spirit.
You were
set and we put in place. He sent his spirit and they are created. Up now they keep on praising. When we keep to praise and you stand like a pole, an electric pole, and they begin to rotate themselves for the Lord. The sun is rotating with the earth and they are dancing with the Lord. And they are surrounding. You know that is rotating, others post a little and they are dancing for God. You are here standing like an electric pole like that. You know, all of us are worshippers.
There
is a day we shall never call a usual choir up here. You saw and saw and the other come and lead us in the praise. In the name of Jesus. Prepare, you are a worshiper and a praising.
Amen.
It's going to be nice of singing to the living God. We shall point come and lead us and experience how it feels.
Zaburi esura ya 18 olunyiriri olwokuna.
Psalms 148 verses 4.
Mumutendereze mwe eggulu lyeggulu nammwe amazzi agali waggulu w'eggulu. Bitendereze erinnya lya Mukama kubanga yalagira ne bitondebwa. Era yabinyweza okutuusa emirembe n'emirembe.
Yabinyweza okutuusa emirembe na
set them in place n'emirembe
yegiyasalawo.
That's what he decided.
Egiri mu bantu.
It's not in the people. Waliwo
abasomani wagaa tebirivaawo ekitegeeza.
They will breed and they will never go away. Emirembe
n'emirembe.
You breed them forever and ever.
Kituufu.
It's right.
Emirembe n'emirembe egiriwo.
Forever and ever. Ever in the
kingdom,
but the eras which are going to come, they will never be there. That's why
it
speaks in Matthew 12:32.
They will
not be forgiven in this era.
This
will be in place in this generation, not the coming one.
But
the next generation is having the new earth and new heavens. All these generations, no one can take away this earth. But there is a new generation coming on, where they're going to be passing away. For the shaking of what is, it will bring the new ones which will come.
According
to Hebrews 12, from 26 and 29, the shaking of what is, it will bring what is going to be coming.
Yes, you have
praise Jesus. Let's read in Peter.
Peter chapter 3.
Second Peter chapter 3.
Peter.
We begin from verse 8.
Peter chokubiri esula ya kusato nyoro munana.
2 Peter chapter 3 from verse 8.
Naye kino kimu temukyera biranga abagalwa nga eri mukama waffe olunaku lumu lulinga emyaka lukumi n'emyaka lukumi giringa olunaku lumu.
Yes, you have
praised Jesus.
Naye nga tujja kuwulirako walinga tusomako Gigo ne Mago.
But we shall hear when instead of Gog and Magog.
Yes, you have a
praise Jesus.
That
after 1,000 years, they will set free the devil.
And will
go into places to lie.
Remember,
right now, Jezebel is leading in the lying and deceiving and all abominations. And the abomination of coming from the Lord. These days, the liar is going to be set free. But the 1,000 years they speak of, they
are like one day.
It is the counsel of God. If it says it can happen tomorrow. Just as the day of the end will be.
Peter chokubiri esura ya kusatu olunyiriri olw'omwenda.
2 Peter 3 verses 9.
Mukama waffe talwisa kye yasuubiza ng'abalabe balowooza okulwa. Naye agumiikiriza gye muli nga tayagala muntu yenna kubula. Naye bonna batuuka okwenenya. Naye olunaku lwa Mukama waffe lulijjanga mubbi.
Tumanyi abagenda okulujjiramu.
We know they were going to be coming within it.
Bamalayika abadoni bali.
The angels of Abaddon.
Abawalampa ne bayita mu madinisa ng'era omubbi bw'abeera.
They climb through windows just as the thief appears.
Ate ng'olunaku otumanyi lujja kubaawo saa mukaaga
ogw'omusana. And we thought that day will happen at 12 of midday.
Wabula obudde busobole okuziba.
But the day will get night.
Okumala essaawa ssatu.
For 3 hours.
Yes, you have
praise Jesus.
Emirembe gigwonga tuchaddamu kubala.
Peaceful seas be you never count. That you go day and night.
Kubanga enjuba tajja kudamu kwake
bade bukeze kubulira tebukedde. Give light which was giving us time.
Petero chokubira sura ya kusatu olunyolwe 10.
2 Peter 3 verse 10.
Eggulu lirivaawo n'okuwuma okunene.
Nga tetunaba kwolekera kuvaawo kwa ggulu lino.
Before we heard the passing of the heavens.
Tulina okusooka okula ku kye bayita ekiwonvu
Babylon. First see of the valley of Emmanuel. The empty heaven.
Naye olunyini oluvannyuma nga bamaze opikinga mu bana aboonoonyi.
To after they pick the evil ones.
Baboolekezza mu kibuga kya Katonda.
And they have given them the seat of God.
Otugenda basalira omusaayi.
We are going to be judging them from.
Olaba tuli awo.
As we shall be there.
Ane kuliitawo mu
street. Even heaven will pass. It's going to pass away.
It will wrap itself
that body to be added in. Remember, heaven has been living. It has been an army of God. That's why he says, hear, O heaven. I reared and birthed children and they rebelled against me.
God
has never left us. He's been all over. He's just silent and we think he's not there. Even heaven is an army.
It's
going to be the last to hold the evil ones in the valley of Armageddon.
They too
will come and clothe their bodies. They throw four angels on which heaven was wrapped upon them. And we know heaven was just stretched. It's like a curtain unto the Lord. What is there? They too will come with their clothing that wrapped them. That is the heaven. And it passes that street. And that body will be cast in the lake of fire. What is that one coming? And it is passing away. The one of the rim below will be
pyramid
of
heaven.
But the one at the rim below, the fourth will be the first.
Jerusalem
will be wrapped up.
We
go to the second, the third heaven. With the Lord to lead his sheep to the flock. And then John 10 will come to pass. That a good shepherd leads the sheep. And he opens for them and they see a new flock and a new heaven and a new earth. What will be happening there? I am yearning for them. And I'm in the saints. I don't want to be the evil ones. I don't know what you want to be on. But the decision is in your heart and your tongue. I've seen your hands. I've been asking. we see all the heavens are the same in size. I want to explain how it works. It will be wrapped like a mat. Have you understood that? It's not going to be stretched as it is. But it would have been wrapped like this is how you wrap a book which has been big and it gets small. We shall see that all. It's in the book you're holding. He told us we're not going to go to heaven to pick them from there. The world is just nearer you. Going in the journey of heaven was to remind us that, you know, it's not that I went to heaven and I was given a new Bible. No. Just to remind you of what is on earth. Second Peter chapter 3, verse 10.
Eggulu lirivaawo n'okuwuma okunene, n'ebintu eby'obuwangwa birisaanuuka olw'okwokebwa okungi. N'ensi n'ebikolebwamu, n'ebikolwa ebigirimu birisirika. Ebyo byonna bwe bigenda okusaanuuka bwe bityo.
Wagenda kubaawo okusaanuuka munyeenyezi
yiika,
ziyiwa
omubiri gwazo. Where will you be by that time? If you're not behind the saints,
you'll
be on this planet and whatever will be on it will not be easy.
If
it's going to be like that, you're worthy to be like how? Let's read and we hear.
2
Peter chapter 3 verse 11.
Ebyo byonna bwe bigenda okusaanuuka bwe bityo. Mugwanidde okubeeranga mutya mu mpisa entukuvu n'okutyanga Katonda. Nga musuubira nga mwegomba nnyo olunaku lwa Katonda okutuuka.
Tulusuubira era tuwegombe nnyo.
And we are yearning and looking forward to
it coming. Mwegomba
wekuume. But looking forward of need look and carefully watch over yourself.
Ngokuuma okwatula kwe
yatulokolo. Yes, you keep the good confession you confessed.
Okw'obulokozi.
Of salvation.
Okukkiriza Mukama waffe.
And to believe the Lord Jesus.
Petero ekyokubiri essula 3 olunyiri lwa 12.
Second Peter 3 verse 12.
Era nga musuubira nga mwegomba nnyo olunaku lwa Katonda okutuuka olulisaanuusa eggulu nga lyokebwa n'ebintu eby'obuwangwa ne bisebengerera olw'ebbugumu eringi.
Eggulu nalyo lyennyini.
Heaven itself.
Lijja kugenda mu maaso n'okwata omuliro
mu bbanga. It will move to catch fire in the space.
Lwakuba lyandabirwamu.
It's because it's of glass.
Lyalyokebwa liringa bw'olaba endabirwamu.
It was arranged like you say glass.
Omuddala.
It's very hard.
Naye mu kulifunyako.
But in wrapping it up.
Kubayita omukono gwa Mukama.
It's what is called the hand of the Lord.
Kyagenda lifunyako ng'ekitabu.
It's going to wrap it up as a book.
That's the
authority which is going to pass
through. Kiddala ye yatonde guno ensera ayinza
okulisingako. He's the one who created it and he can wrap it himself. What I told you we are going to study of it after we go back to the altar of God.
2
Peter 3:13.
Naye nga bwe yasuubiza, tusuubira eggulu erijja n'ensi empya.
Oluvannyuma lw'ebyo okusaanuka okuvaawo,
the passing away of all that,
tujja kwogera ku above heaven.
We shall speak of the above heavens.
Eggulu erijja n'ensi empya.
Where there's new heaven and new earth.
Tuvula ku bikulibwa 21:1
tugamba. That's what Revelation 21:1 says.
Endaba eggulu erijja n'ensi empya.
And I saw new heaven and new earth.
Kubanga eggulu n'ensi ebyaliwo.
For the heaven and earth which were,
byali bimaze okuvaawo.
They had already passed away.
Munange, heaven zizino ze mulengera kati.
This heaven to see which are all now.
Nga bwe ziri.
They are good as you see them. But above them, they are more beautiful heavens. We shall get from glory moving to the glory. But let's work for it. As Bible says in Philippians, let's work out our salvation. Don't retard. Don't take your hand back down. Don't get back to Egypt in acts of unrighteousness.
All
salvation you're holding, hold your life.
We
shall begin from there. God bless you.